Enjoy the All Stars Festival, March 15th through 17th at Heyman's Market, St. Peter. The opening opera gala, Friday, March 15th, a spectacular evening of opera and Broadway hits. Saturday, March 16th, comedy, satire, and song with comedian Rich Hall. Sunday, March 17th, Stars of the Future, a showcase of musical talent from students and graduates of the Barbados Community College. Doors open 6 p.m., shows begin 7 p.m. sharp. Early bird tickets, $75, standard $95. After the shows, enjoy delicious food from one of the many exciting vendors at Heyman's Market. We have here with us All Stars Festival producer Melinda Hughes, who is an opera singer and a comedian, and she's here to tell us all about herself as well as the festival that will be held at Heyman's Market this month. I must say to you, welcome, Melinda.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Yes. Well, first time in Barbados?
No, I've been coming here for 10 years.
For 10 years. Yes. Wow, wow, wow. Well, you know, Bajans would say, you're Bajan.
I'd like to think so. Sometimes I have a great affiliation with this country, so...
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know what? I would love to hear about you, Melinda, an opera singer and comedian, having attended the Maastricht, am I saying it correctly?
Yes.
Maastricht Conservatory of Music, the Royal College of Music, and Brussels Opera Studio.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about yourself and how did you get involved in this field?
Well, I was always singing since a little age, you know, head of choir, the solos at Christmas time, blah, blah, blah. The lead, school and the play, one of those obnoxious, very annoying children. It was a natural progression, but I loved opera and I started listening a lot to classical music and opera when I was studying for my O-levels and A-levels. O-levels, that gave my age away. We don't do O-levels anymore in England. So that really grew my love for classical music. Then I just started auditioning. Well, obviously I went to all these institutions and worked with really, really good teachers, traveled a lot and learned my languages, which is part of the training, Italian, French, German. I toured with André Rieu, who's quite a famous violinist. I toured with his orchestra for 5 years. Ooh. And then I ended up doing about more than 30 roles. So I sang 30 opera roles. And then I had a little accident in 2005, and I was in quite a lot of pain, and I had to pull out of some contracts, and it was a very difficult time for me. So I needed to continue to be creative and sing, and like most people with depression, I went into comedy. There are a lot of comedians.
I realize that.
So it was ironic, really. But I began to heal, and you know, the comedy helped me through, and the buzz of making people laugh and the ability to find a different skill set, which was attached to my own, enhanced what I did operatically. And then I went back to singing opera and was always singing, never let that go, but the physicality of it was slightly restrictive. And as I got better, I started to do opera with comedy, which I thought would be a great vehicle for people who were afraid of classical music or opera to have a gentle entree into the world of classical music through the vehicle of comedy. And I do a lot of satirical songs. So I write funny songs about social situations and politics and life, which are reflective of, you know, what we might be going through. They might have a message, you know, they might not, but it's all a lot of fun and it's always entertaining whether you agree with the, point of view or not. It's just all about bringing people together, having fun, the joy of the music and mixing comedy and music. And culturally, I think it's, for me, very interesting where I can bridge two different worlds in my life. That's the comedy world and the opera world. And each of the people in each world love the fact that I do the opposite.
Yes, yes. What kinds of roles do you play? You said you would have had at least 30 roles.
Yes, well, the big main soprano roles were roles such as Violetta from La Traviata, the Countess from The Marriage of Figaro, Madame Butterfly. I did that many times. I did that in the States, coast to coast on a massive tour. I've done Fiordiligi, which is from Così Fan Tutte. I've done Pamina from The Magic Flute. I've done Aida from Aida, which is Verdi. So I've done some pretty big roles, and all with orchestra, and it's a thrilling, thrilling, thrilling experience. And, you know, just the most, I treasure these memories, and to be right in the middle of such phenomenal music is the most unique and unbelievable experience.
Do you think opera is as widely received as it used to? You know, how do people respond to you think, especially going into different countries?
And that's a really interesting question. The way I do my concerts is to make it accessible. Quite often I might have a comical opera piece making fun of an opera singer and how much of a diva they can be. But then I'll add some serious things in. And quite often I get a lot of audiences who come up to me afterwards and say, I've never been to an opera before. This was a spectacular show. It wasn't long. It made me laugh. Mm. It moved me. The music was beautiful. I didn't understand it. It didn't matter. and it doesn't matter. You don't have to understand it. Usually you will explain what the piece is about, and she's just repeating the same thing over and over again anyway, and the music speaks for the text.
Interesting. That's interesting. Well, you were here in 2014.
Yes.
For Holders Festival.
Yes.
And years have passed. You did something great during the lockdown. You know, it took a crisis for people to really make a bold step. Tell us about that experience.
Well, some of that was unintentional. But I was here to be... I was in Barbados doing the Cobbler's Cove season, and we were just about to have one musical comedian and one stand-up comedian fly over, and then lockdown happened. They were starting to get jittery. I was already on island. And over the last 10 years, my husband and I had... had such an amazing experience here and met so many people, and I worked so much that we bought a little apartment up in Spicetown. And we were here when it was all starting to go down, you know, and we made this decision. What should we do? We decided to stay. And that was a great decision.
Good.
We had the most amazing time. So when I was here in Barbados during lockdown, I forged some amazing relationships with some Bayesian artists, not only musicians, but also comedians too, such as Simon Aline, Jason Carmichael, Crispin Hackett, and then also Chris Clark, who is a bass player with Two Mile Hill, became very good friends of mine. He even came to my wedding in London, as did my friend Crystal Haynes, Senator Crystal Haynes. So I had a Bayesian consortium in London. But we wrote stuff together. And I started by writing a remake of Beautiful Barbados, which was a sort of answer to the call to arms that John King put out during lockdown. And I managed to get Sir Cliff Richard to sing in that, and Emile Straker. And it was a beautiful song. The people all around who were locked up and not in their homes in Barbados, and who were in England and missed the island, got very emotional about it. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a little bit of a... how do you say? An inspiration, like, we'll get through this and you will be able to come back here. So we did another song called Barbados, Barbados, come together with great artists such as Alison Hines and RPB. And that was a fantastic video that ended up on the East Coast on the beach, a big, big party scene, socially distanced partying, of course. and so this was a good 6 months I spent here. What an incredible, unforgettable, beautiful time. Mm-hmm.
This is Women's Month, International Women's Month, with International Women's Day being commemorated on the 8th of March. And you have a series of events here in Barbados.
Yes, lots.
Lots. Okay, so tell us about it.
Well, we open our festival on Friday, the 15th of March, with an opera gala. It's not just opera. It's musical theatre as well, so like Broadway hits. And the great thing about all our performances is that they are short. They are 75 minutes in length. And you can still go for dinner afterwards if you want, or have a drink. It's not too late. They're just wonderful highlights of the best of opera. We have a tenor coming from New York who sings at the Metropolitan Opera House. We have myself. We have the wonderful baritone Nathan Richards, who, my goodness, what a beautiful voice he has. We have Chantal Martin, who is a soprano I've worked with a few times. She's gorgeous, a gorgeous voice, and a very, very wonderful actress with a lot of charisma. And we have a special guest appearance from André Hoyt, who is also a tenor. We have a pianist who is from Trinidad, Enrique Ali, who I met in London. So it's a proper international Caribbean mixture of talent, and it will be hosted by a chap called Michael Volpe, who is a great character from London of Italian descent who loves opera, who was so excited that I was doing this festival here, he paid for his own flight to come out so that he could present it. Wow. He runs an opera company in London, and I'm absolutely blessed to have such support as this. Then the following night, Saturday the 16th of March, we have the comedian Rich Hall. He is an award-winning American comedian who has been on BBC a lot with various series. He is quite sharp, acerbic, political, but he sings songs. He has a kind of cowboy shtick. He's super, super famous. And again, I am so, so lucky to get this superstar coming to Barbados. Not only is he going to do his show at Heyman's on the Saturday, 16th of March, but the following day, he is going to do a closed workshop for Bajan comedians so that we can hone in on our craft. That will culminate in a comedy show the following week at Cherry Beach, which is a great new restaurant up in Spicetown. Sunday the 17th of March is Stars of the Future, which is a showcase of musical talent from graduates of the Barbados Community College.
Nice.
And we have incredible performers. We have Jessica Hunt and Abiana Fenty and Jazaria Chandler, Adrienne McLean, Darren Watson, and Marilyn Smith, who is a wonderful pianist, will be accompanying them. So it's everything from classical, steel pan, jazz, anything you could want and wish for. It's all in one superb bundle, and that will be presented by Kirk Brown. I am going to be giving two operatic masterclasses at the Barbados Community College, and my time here I do spend teaching privately. There are phenomenally talented singers on this island, and the wealth of talent is astounding. Not only am I bringing artists over here and we collaborate on things, but one day in the future, I hope to give the opportunity to talented singers here in an exchange to study and work in London with the connections I have there. And I think that is something that we can work on for the future. Of course, I need funding, lots and lots and lots and lots of funding, but we'll work on that. So Saturday the 23rd of March is an add-on, and it's a lineup of top comedians in Barbados: Simon Aline, Cindy Williams, Khalil Bryan, Jason Carmichael, and Lucia Long. These are people who would have done an intensive one-day workshop with the comedian Rich Hall, who has offered to do this for free. And this is a result of the time that we would have spent with him while he was on island, and we'll do a show at Cherry Beach on the Saturday 23rd. Doors open 6 p.m, show is 7 p.m. And one thing to say is that all our tickets are really, really competitively priced. I want everyone to be able to come and see this.
So tell us, where can people find more information on the happenings?
So we have a website, www.allstarsfestival.org. And we also have tickets on sale from AITix, which you should be able to see it quite easily because it's a festival that's coming up quite soon. So it will appear on the homepage. The Instagram for All Stars Festival is All Stars Festival Barbados. And my personal Instagram is Mel Hugs Opera. You can find me there, M-E-L-H-U-G-S-O-P-E-R-A.
All right. Thank you so much, Melinda. And again, you can visit allstarsfestival.org and you can visit Melinda's Instagram page at Mel Hugs Opera. Thank you, Melinda. All the best.
Thank you.
All the best. I'm Krista J. Paul. Thank you for listening.
Enjoy the All Stars Festival, March 15th through 17th at Heyman's Market, St. Peter. The opening opera gala, Friday, March 15th, a spectacular evening of opera and Broadway hits. Saturday, March 16th, comedy, satire, and song with comedian Rich Hall. Sunday, March 17th, Stars of the Future, a showcase of musical talent from students and graduates of the Barbados Community College. Doors open 6 p.m., shows begin 7 p.m. sharp. Early bird tickets, $75, standard $95. After the shows, enjoy delicious food from one of the many exciting vendors at Heyman's Market.